Lesson 28, Nephi and Lehi in Prison. Purpose: to encourage the children to make the Savior the foundation of their lives by choosing to live His teachings. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Helaman 5. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. A rock, sand, or salt, and a box lid or shallow pan. C. Picture 4-41, Nephi and Lehi in prison. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Explain that before a building is built, the workers make a strong foundation for the building to rest on for support. Have the children compare the stability of a rock and sand as foundations to build on. Put a medium-sized rock and a box lid or shallow pan with sand or salt in it on the table. Blow on the rock and then blow on the sand or salt. Ask the children if they were building a home, why they would choose rock rather than sand for a foundation. Explain that the scriptures compare Jesus Christ to the rock as being a strong foundation on which to build our lives. We build our lives on the rock foundation of Christ when we choose to live His teachings. Sing The Wise Man and the Foolish Man, Children's Songbook, page 281. You may want to ask the primary chorister to come to your class to help the children sing the song. You could also play the song on a tape recorder or have the class members say the words in unison. In this account, Nephi and Lehi had built their lives on the sure foundation of the Savior, which means they had strong testimonies of Jesus Christ. They helped many Lamanites gain testimonies of Him also. We, too, can build our lives on the only sure foundation, Jesus Christ. Scripture account. Teach the children the account of Nephi and Lehi, found in Helaman chapter 5. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Emphasize how these two faithful men made Jesus Christ the foundation of their lives. Page 101. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principle in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Who was Helaman? Helaman, chapter 2, verse 2. Why did Helaman name his sons after Nephi and Lehi? Helaman, chapter 5, verse 6. Whose name do we take upon us when we are baptized? 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verse 13. How can we become more like Jesus Christ? Why did Nephi give up being the chief judge? Helaman, chapter 5, verses 2 through 4. How did Jesus Christ make it possible for us to be saved from our sins? Helaman chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. What must we do so Jesus Christ can redeem us from our sins? Helaman chapter 5, verse 11. What does it mean that it is upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ, the Son of God, that ye must build your foundation? Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. Why is Jesus Christ our only sure foundation? How can you make Jesus the foundation of your life? How does Satan send forth his mighty winds, shafts, and hail on individuals and families today? How much power does the devil have over those who build their lives on the foundation of Christ? Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. How did Helaman's teachings affect Nephi and Lehi? Helaman chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. What have your parents taught you that has helped you in your life? Display the picture Nephi and Lehi in prison. How were Nephi and Lehi protected in the prison? Helaman chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. How might we be helped if we are worthy? How did Jesus Christ communicate with the Lamanites in the prison? Helaman chapter 5, verses 29 and 30. What was the voice like? What did the Lord say to the Lamanites? Helaman chapter 5, verse 32. What did Amminadab tell the Lamanites to do so the cloud of darkness would be removed? Helaman chapter 5, verse 41. What happened to the Lamanites after the darkness was taken away? Helaman chapter 5, verses 43 through 47. How do you think you would have felt if you had been there? How does it feel to have the Spirit in our lives? Allow the children to share experiences when they have felt the Spirit in their lives. Who appeared to the Lamanites? Helaman chapter 5, verse 48. What did the Lamanites do after seeing the angels? Helaman chapter 5, verse 50. How did those who were converted change their actions? Helaman chapter 5, verses 51 and 52. What are some ways we can live to show that Jesus Christ is the foundation of our testimonies? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Help the children memorize the following words from Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. Remember, remember, that it is upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ, the Son of God, that ye must build your foundation. Challenge the children to memorize the entire verse during the week. Page 102. 2. Review the fourth article of faith and help the children memorize it. Help them understand how the principles and ordinances of the gospel help us build our lives on the foundation of Jesus Christ. 3. Sing or read the words to Follow the Prophet, Children's Songbook, page 110. You may also use Keep the Commandments, Children's Songbook, page 146, or Seek the Lord Early, Children's Songbook, page 108. Conclusion, testimony. Bear testimony of the Savior and His influence in your life. Share how your testimony gives you strength and power to withstand Satan's temptations. Challenge the children to make Jesus Christ the foundation of their lives by choosing to live His teachings and striving continually to become more like Him. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children memorize Helaman chapter 5, verse 12 at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 28, Nephi and Lehi in prison.